Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Heard Eamon mentioned in the news there, Donegal County Council has granted planning permission for a new petrol station next to the site of the Crieshla tragedy in the county, in which 10 people were killed back in October 2022. One of those was 14-year-old Leona Harper, whose dad Hugh is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Hugh, what was your reaction when you heard that news about the planning permission?
Well, I suppose I have to be honest, Andrew, and say that I'm not surprised. We have seen an application, a previous application going before, that was passed. So I'm not surprised that this one has been passed also.
When did you hear the news that the permission had been granted for the new petrol station? And I should say, Hugh, that it's next to the site of where, of course, the tragedy happened.
Yes, it is next to the site where the tragedy happened. And I heard the confirmation of the plan application while on social media. A difficult way to find out. Again, I noted that in an article that it said some of the family members had been notified, but again, an exceptional set of circumstances where 10 people are dead, and we're yet again to have to find out through media outlets.
So you weren't informed by the County Council? You just stumbled upon an article, Hugh, did you, on social media?
Just stumbled across an article like we did before, and
And you said, and some family members had been told, is that right?
Well, that's what I said in an article that I had read. That's how I found out that some family members had been told. But myself and Donna, and when we reached out to some other family members, at that stage they didn't even know.
And we certainly reach out to the County Council in relation to that, Hugh, to maybe to try and find out why some did or some didn't know in advance of that planning application being granted. But can you maybe just, I suppose, maybe explain to listeners, Hugh, what the issue is with the planning application being granted next to the site of where the tragedy occurred?
Well, the issue is that, one, there's still an ongoing criminal investigation. Our lives are on hold. We have had no answers. We have no inclination as to what had happened, why it happened, and was it avoidable. Again, our lives are on hold, but it seems to be that it's acceptable that other people's lives are willing to carry on at a pace that they choose to carry on with. It's deeply frustrating and hard to comprehend how that can be.
And this is obviously an investigation that's been carried out, and the Garda investigation into what happened. Nearly, it's hard to believe, Hugh, it's nearly 4 years ago this October, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming up to 4 years. Listen, we're not here to criticise or undermine the capabilities and the ability of the Gardaí in their investigation. We've always said that we would give them as much time as they need. But in saying that, as we are now one of the directly families affected by losing Leona in that explosion, the longer that this goes on, the harder it is to come to terms. Well, you can't even really come to terms with it, to be quite honest. Your life's on hold. You're sitting with the thoughts and the what-ifs, and your mind leads you down all types of rabbit holes.
I think the last time I spoke to your wife, to Donna, even just last year on the programme, am I right in thinking, or maybe it has changed, you were awaiting even Leona's death certificate, Hugh?
A difficult thing to talk about. We do have what I believe to be a preliminary death certificate, but it's not a final. If you want to call it a final death certificate, it doesn't confirm the circumstances that where Leona was killed or how she was killed. We haven't registered her deaths or her death with the registry office, which is something that we really, really are not looking forward to. I mean, we remember walking into that office with a sense of pride and happiness and a smile on her face and receiving her birth certificate. And now we're going to get a death certificate for a 14-year-old girl. Some of these things, I suppose, it's just not what the general public would consider that we have to go through. And, you know, and yet we still have to wait for the establishment of the inquest and here have our final moments, you know. So there's a lot that we have to face yet,
yeah.
And we still haven't, again, had the conclusion of the Garda investigation.
And I suppose presumably, and I know that's very difficult, Hugh, for you to talk about, but I imagine that you probably even can't, you know, you can't move on and register, as you say, and do all of those things until this investigation is completed, which I take is why you and so many other families feel that it's premature to continue on building a new petrol station. Is that right?
Well, yeah, but we also have to consider too that there's 10 people dead. And for us to pay our respects in the village of Creasley, we have to stand along the side of a road within a boundary of a footpath and markers along the side of the road, a busy place where you have nowhere personal space to sit down and even just think. So I suppose the lack of communication with us, and there's been no talks about or communication regarding any type of memorial that includes discussions with the family, hasn't happened yet, and we're starting to become very frustrated as to why that's not happening. Mm-hmm.
And maybe just to explain, you know, Hugh, to listeners that aren't familiar with the area, I know Creasley obviously from being from Donegal myself, but the village of Creasley, like it's quite narrow, and you're right, like where you and other families would have to stand to pay your respects, it is at a very narrow junction leading into or out of the village, that like people can appreciate why you guys would like to have some little area to, you know, where you can sit, and whether it be a bench or something, to sit and pay your respects to your loved ones.
Yeah, well, we would like to have our own input onto what's acceptable. We've seen offers made in the previous planning application that were wholly unacceptable. In fact, would remind you standing looking at them of the day of the explosion. I mean, there was an offer of 10 steel poles with lights on them.
Remember
but
those.
if you look back on the photographs that are online, the front of the building was held up with steel poles to stop it from collapsing. And just the thought of sitting beside something like that alone would be incomprehensible. I couldn't do it.
So you would like for you and all of the other families affected, Hugh, to have input into how this memorial to your loved ones would look?
Of course, yeah.
I
think that's not too much to ask. Listen, there's 10 people dead. I don't want to state the obvious. There's 10 people dead. There's 9 families mourning. We can't grieve our loved ones until the end of an investigation and we've got all our answers. While there's still one outstanding answer, you can't process what happened.
Yeah.
Yes, we have graves to go to, but from my opinion, going to Creasley, as painful as it is to go into the village of Creasley, to stand outside where Luna had taken her last breath, offers a different perspective than standing at a graveside. It's a different feeling. It's indescribable. I wouldn't want any other parent to go through it. I don't know how to put it into words, but being there rather than at Luna's grave is a completely different feeling.
Yeah, for you and the other families, and in relation to that memorial that's been erected, do you have any idea when that might actually happen? You,
there's nobody talking about it.
No,
it seems to be a taboo subject that nobody wants to interact with or engage with. Considering us.
I know a previous planning application that was granted was rejected by An Bord Pleanála. And I suppose just to explain maybe to listeners, Hugh, it's not that you and the families don't want a petrol station in Creasley. Am I right in saying it's you don't want it on the site of where the accident happened or in that surrounding vicinity?
Well, I suppose I need to be very clear here. Yes, we would like to see a memorial on the site. I think that's the least we could expect.
So where do you go from here while you wait for the criminal investigation to reach its completion, and I suppose the inquest as well, or other statutory investigations, Hugh?
Well, that's a very good question, Andrea, because we're very new to this. We're thrown under the deep end. We don't understand. We don't have a roadmap. We don't know what direction this is going to take us. apart from the obvious about the waiting of the DPP to come back on a recommendation of what they believe should happen. Some of these questions then outside of that relate to Munster O'Callaghan. You know, if the DPP come back with no recommendation of prosecution, what about the public inquiry? When is this going to be established? You know, so we're kind of left in the dark.
Yeah,
we feel abandoned.
I suppose to be, and then the minister, I suppose, has to wait until that happens before a decision can be made.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, there's concerns there that and questions that I believe, and that others have heard, that they realise that they have no bearing on the criminal investigation. That, you know, they don't ask any questions of the criminal investigation.
So you and your wife Donna have met with the Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan previously, Hugh.
Previously, but that meeting would have lasted, if it lasted 10 minutes, that was it.
And then all of the families have collectively asked to meet with the minister again. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and the minister has said that he was asked about this recently, wasn't he? And he said his job wasn't to be sensitive, but to ensure that justice was delivered.
Well, listen, I did see that. I did read and hear the comment. At the time, it was frustrating and disappointing to hear him say that, but I'm going to give Munster O'Callaghan the benefit of the doubt. I've met the man. He speaks directly. He's compassionate. I don't think that he meant it in the way that it sounded. But regarding justice will be before the courts if a criminal prosecution is followed up on by the DPP.
Yeah,
the criminal investigation is not my concern. My concern is change. How do we stop this from happening again? Are we looking at all the relevant bodies here? Will that come under the investigation team? Is there any responsibility of government here and what had happened? You know, there's a lot of outlying questions that will not be covered by a criminal investigation.
I think the minister's comments, just reading in the Irish Times I see today, he had said that, you know, he is the justice minister, that he wants to ensure the families of Chrísla get justice, that the only way that can be provided to them is through the courts. We're at an advanced stage of the criminal investigation, that a file has been sent to the DPP, and that he also went on to say as well that, you know, that there are mechanisms to provide justice for the Chrísla family, for Chrísla families, that there will be an inquest and other statutory investigations that will take place after the end of the criminal proceedings. And furthermore, he said that if at the end of the process there are answers that still need to be provided, I'll certainly consider an inquiry, and that he had no difficulty in meeting the families and had already met with the Harpers in Donegal last December as well, but needed time to allow for the criminal prosecutions to be initiated, as quoted from Jim O'Callaghan in the Irish Times, just reading that today. Can I just ask you, Hugh, just, you know, for yourself and the family, and as I said, heading into the fourth anniversary this October, how are you and Donna doing?
You know what? It's hard to put that into context. Our lives have changed dramatically, and not for the better. We've lost our little girl, Leona. She was centre to our family. She was lost in circumstances that we just cannot comprehend and that we have no answers for. This year would have been Leona's 18th birthday. Leona had her whole future planned out. At a very early age, she loved art. She wanted to become an art teacher. She spoke to her teacher and her principals in school about following their footsteps and becoming a teacher and getting information from them. And listen, I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
It's very dear. None of us can understand you at all. You know what you and the other...
To see our two sons suffer the way they are suffering, and they're suffering in silence. And not only that, Donna. My heart, even though I'm Lona's dad, my heart breaks for Donna. She carried Leona for 9 months. There's a bond there that I'll never be able to comprehend, even though I'm the person that was there to protect her, and I feel like I let her down.
Of course. It's very difficult, Hugh, and none of us can, you know, can none of us can even begin to understand what you and Donna and, you know, your sons and the other remaining nine families as well are all going through. It's an exceptionally difficult circumstance. And look, I do really appreciate you joining us today on the programme, hard and all as that is, but I do appreciate your time, Hugh, in you doing that. And look after yourself, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Andrea.
Donegal County Council has been in touch with us. They've sent us a statement to say that a notification of the decision to grant this planning application was published on the council's website, subject to 17 conditions. The notification starts a statutory 4-week period during which appeals by relevant parties may be made to on Commission Planola. No further comment in relation to the notified decision will be made until the full context of the consideration of this application happens. And furthermore, the Department of Justice has also been in touch with us regarding Minister Jim O'Callaghan, and it's a fairly long, actually, and lengthy statement, and I'm happy to send that to the Harper family too. But I suppose one of the interesting elements, they say that in relation to the call for a public inquiry, the government must be careful not to take steps that could cut across or compromise a live criminal investigation. The minister understands why families are seeking assurances and transparency, and their concerns are being considered, and the focus remains on ensuring that the investigative processes are allowed to proceed independently and without prejudice, so that the full facts can be established and so that the victims' families and wider community who are impacted all have answers. The email, if you want to get in touch, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.